Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, I gave you that little nugget, the Forbes thing, about how many teams in the NFL are actually going to lose which teams are going to lose the most money without fans. This is how much money each of the top five teams in the NFL made just in stadium revenue, okay, for their games. This is from 2018. It's according to Forbes because the 2019 numbers haven't been released yet. This is via Mike Ozanian of Forbes. The Dallas Cowboys made $621 million from stadium revenue last year, or in 2018.
Gross or net?
I don't see heel. I'm guessing that can't be
net. It could be net. It could be. I don't know. They won't open the books. Not surprised.
So the Patriots at number two, $315 million. New York Giants, $262 million. Houston Texans, $218 million. New York Jets, $218 million. Like, that is
staggering.
That's what they're making off their fans in the NFL for over a season, right? So that's eight home games.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's 10 if you count your two preseason games, which you charge people the same amount for.
Same parking, same funds, same everything.
Here are the top five attendance teams in Major League Baseball last year. The Dodgers, almost 4 million fans. The Cardinals, 3.48 million fans. Mm-hmm. Yankees, 3.3 million fans. Cubs, 3 million fans. Angels, 3 million fans.
Oh, I can do math.
So you sit there and you talk about that Jeff Passan article. Which owners are probably the ones that are most concerned? It's probably like those five teams. And then you add in the Rockies and the Red Sox and stuff. It's probably them who also have like $200 million payrolls as well. Like the Yankees payroll's $228 million, right? I don't think it's Miami who's got a paper-thin payroll, and they don't have very many fans. They don't rely as much on the fans as the other teams do.
Well, I don't think
fascinating thing to think about.
Yeah, the league overall is not going to not play. It's just not going to happen.
They'll have, yeah.
They're not going to cancel the season.
Yeah.
All these teams and all these leagues are going to come back.
It's just discouraging to hear that some owners,
yeah,
but, even if it's a few, think that way.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, that's all right. Yeah. There's always going to be those kind of owners and those kind of bags that don't care about the value. You can have the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, look how much they really care about putting out a good product.
They don't.
I really believe the Mariners try to put out a big product. They just can't find the right scenario.
Isn't that more sad?
No, I really do. I really think that they try. They want to get just like, gosh dang it, you know, they're doing everything they can, but there are some places that just don't. They don't even try. They don't even want to do that. And that's it's one of 30. We can't control it.
No.
I mean, sports are, you kind of need, everybody needs a doormat.
At least they care. Let's talk some college foosball. JT Daniels.
Speaking of caring.
JT Daniels officially out at USC. He has left the Trojans, leaving the Pac-12, and now headed to.
It's good for him.
Georgia.
Good for him.
He will have 3 years of eligibility left, although the NCAA is cracking down on those immediate transfers, and it doesn't seem like he has a good reason to transfer other than his starting job was taken by Keaton Slovis. So this will be an interesting one to see if he gets all 3 years, but he still does have a redshirt year because he could feasibly apply for the medical hardship for last year, and he could just redshirt this next season and still have 3 years to go there.
Well, if you, yeah, and you can kind of see that the Pac-12, is they lost a Stanford player transferred. Have it off the top of my head. Now that you have JT Daniels leaving, remember, quarterbacks are going to transfer more than any other player. Thank you. Ugh, KJ Costello. And then you've had, these guys are going to leave. They're going to leave because they know that as quarterbacks, there's only one guy on the field. Mm-hmm. There's only one guy. So the offensive lineman, how many offensive linemen transfer? Not very many because you got five. And you can try to fight your way through that. And depth is really important. Quarterbacks are just they're divas. They're told that they're great. And JT Daniels came in as touted as anybody, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a five-star guy.
Superstar.
He was the number three quarterback in that class that had Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields as number ones and twos. And he was, think of this. He was supposed to be a high school senior his freshman year at USC.
He came in early.
Yeah.
I don't mind these guys transferring. Want to go to Georgia? Fine, go to Georgia. Great. Go to the SEC. Mm-hmm. See you later. I mean, make the most of your opportunity and do that. I really hope that USC and NC2A doesn't get into their higher, holier-than-thou moment where they try to screw everything up and make sure that these guys were going to teach these guys a lesson for wanting to transfer and stuff. I mean, that's just part of what we're seeing now, and the commitment of quarterbacks is so different than every other position. It's bizarre, and we're going to see more of it. I mean, how many guys, just think of the national championship game or just in college football playoff last year, how many guys were on their original teams?
Yeah.
Just think about that. Where was Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow is the quarterback at Ohio State University.
Okay, where's Ohio State's quarterback?
Justin Fields, who was at University of Georgia.
Okay, very strange.
And then where was Georgia's quarterback? Oh, he went to UW.
Yeah.
What the heck? Mm. And so that is the new normal.
Man, Georgia can recruit a damn quarterback, though. They had Eason from Fields on the same roster.
Yeah.
They lose two of those guys, and they're like, all right, we'll just go and get JT Daniels from USC. And they have Wake Forest quarterback who transferred there last year, Jamie Newman, who was considering Oregon and Georgia, and he picked Georgia. But this puts USC in a big bind. Like, there's been a lot of criticisms of Clay Helton and the way he's built that program there. This comes from, I don't know what his real name is, but his Twitter handle is Shotgun Spratling, and he is on... He works for the LA Times and at D1 Baseball. But he tweeted this little nugget out. USC now has more scholarship place kickers on its roster than scholarship quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. They have three scholarship kickers, two scholarship quarterbacks after JT Daniels left. They are one injury away. And what, last year they had two quarterbacks go down. They're one injury away from what does USC do?
Oh, I don't think every school's that way. I mean, they're thinking about Trevor Lawrence, and not everybody's in those same depth situations. Sometimes colleges are in better shape with their twos and threes than they are with their ones. I know that might sound crazy, but not for the elites. The elites are the elites. And I don't consider USC elite right now. They're elite in status of their history, but the way they're putting out and the way they've been playing, and they got to play Alabama, keep your fingers crossed, at the start of the year, they can be elite with the kind of talent they can recruit. But how many times have we seen college football players suddenly, when a quarterback goes down, the next guy steps up so quickly? Mm-hmm. Not only does he step up so quickly, he can be a freshman who's 18 years old and suddenly comes on the scene and just goes bang. You don't see that very often in the NFL. It's a little bit different. Yeah. It takes a little bit more time. You don't get those chances. But depth in colleges, quarterbacks aplenty. We have a plethora. There is a potpourri of quarterback play that we've never seen because of what 7-on-7 has done. That's the only thing I can advocate for. If you're a quarterback and you want to be a young quarterback, 7-on-7 play in all those leagues has helped you. It hasn't helped really anybody else. I don't really think it's helped much others. Looking good in underwear. But these guys are doing it more often, and they're getting more of the reads, and that's why there's so many great quarterbacks.
Yeah, there is a, like you said, the USC is no longer one of those powerhouse programs, and that is probably one of the sadder statements about where the Pac-12 is right now, is that USC isn't that anymore, because they should be like Clemson, who got the number, you know, four rated quarterback in 2019 when Trevor Lawrence was coming off his freshman year. And then in 2020, they get the number one quarterback in the country. Remember, what's his name? Goodness gracious. The kid out of California. Remember that?
Ulele?
Yep. That's the one. They pulled him out. So they got like, they should be the, in with Alabama, when Tua's brother transfers, they're like, that's okay. What? We got like two more guys behind him. Right now, USC only has two scholarship quarterbacks on their roster, period.
Well, what
and
I'm,
that's a problem.
Yeah, what we're seeing here is not without statistics and not without truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, Oregon and Washington are better programs. And you want to know why? Out of the last, from 2018 to 2021 recruiting classes, Oregon has 42 four and five stars. Washington has 436. USC has 35. Stanford has 19.
Right.
Those two programs are better. Oof. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Screw the ones that are in Southern California. You can take a flying, whatever. Oregon and Washington are better.
They are better.
And whether there's a polar shift, and if somebody wants to try to continue convince that USC is the staple and we need USC to be great, I don't need USC to be great. Does it help national coverage? I need USC. No, I don't need USC anymore.
Well, perception is having USC being good. It obviously helps your conference because, you know, the Big Ten's better when Ohio State and Michigan are good. The Big 12 is better when Texas and Oklahoma are good. And the, you know, the SEC is take your pick on when those teams are good. The ACC, it's perceived to be better if, you know, Florida State and Miami are better, but they have the common denominators that the Pac-12's perception is so much worse because they can't win big games.
Right.
And then there's just bad news after bad news that comes out that, like, the Dennis Dodd went on the Feinbaum show yesterday and he said, quote, "I talked to a trainer last week at a Pac-12 school who told me the idea for the season is not to win, but to find a way to get 130 teams through this season healthy." And that comment is like, it wasn't about the Pac-12 or his school. He was talking 130 teams through the season healthy, you know, in talking about coronavirus and all that stuff. But the perception of that tweet, when Feinbaum especially tweets that out from his account because Dodd was on his show, makes the Pac-12 look so much worse. And the jokes just keep rolling in.
The jokes are keeping rolling in. And I think too, if you looked at the SI, Sports Illustrated they dropped their by Ross Dellinger dropped his, the demise of college football in California may have been greatly exaggerated. And now the defensiveness of the Pac-12 and people in California and those of you that love sports on the West Coast are now getting a little defensive and getting maybe a little fight back. And I ask and I go, is that a good thing? You dang right, that's a good thing. Because you're the punching bag. And it's not like it's okay. But if you want to be the punching bag, be the punching bag. But unfortunately, that's kind of what college football is out here right now. So either fight back or you don't care. You're on one of two sides. But if you're going to talk to a trainer and a trainer's your source and that's what you're going to rely on, what is a trainer's job?
Keep people healthy.
To keep people healthy. He's not competing. Their job is to keep people healthy. So you, what perspective? Be like, what would you expect him to say? Well, yeah, our job is to make sure these people are safe and I got to take care of all these athletes and, you know, winning and losing, that's kind of goes without saying, but boy, I'll tell you what, I got to keep these guys safe. Well, duh. Come on, talk to a player, talk to a coach and let me know if you'd be okay with not winning or losing because you'd be out of a job and you'd lose your depth. It's nuts.
Commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlesby, speaks the obvious. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.